A question that comes up from time to time is that somebody is saying Kaddish for a person, and then they're asked to say Kaddish for somebody else. So they might be saying Kaddish first for a parent, and then somebody else's parent die, and the person's got no sons to say Kaddish, or perhaps no children at all. So they're asked to say Kaddish for the second person. Are they allowed to say, or can the Kaddishes that they say count for two matim? The question is more accentuated when you have people who are paid to say Kaddish. Sometimes you have people in a shul who are paid to say Kaddish, money goes to tzedakah, or perhaps to them. And again, it's usually people who don't have children that Kaddish is being recited on their behalf. So the question is, can you say Kaddish for multiple matim at the same time? This is a point which is discussed by the Poskim. There's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Siman Resh Nun Daled, where he says that you have to have at least one Kaddish for every niftah that you're saying Kaddish for. You don't need to say Kaddish more than once a day for any given person. He points out that the original Ashkenazi minhag certainly was that just one person said Kaddish at a time, and if there were multiple Avelim, then they wouldn't all say necessarily more than one Kaddish a day, and sometimes they might not even say a Kaddish a day. So certainly all you need to do is say one Kaddish a day, and that would be fine. So if there are five Kaddishim that you can say, or 10 Kaddishim, whatever that you say per day, then you can say for five or for 10 Niftarim. And he's addressing himself to a shamus in a Beit Knesset whose parnassus is from saying Kaddish for people. He says if you've got multiple minyanim, then you can, say Kaddish after Aleinu and Shir Shel Yom in every one of the minyanim. But he says that there might be, if you like, a choshen mishpat issue here, and that is that if the person who's paying you to say Kaddish, the expectation is that you're going to say all of the Kaddishim, so then that's what they're entitled to. It's not necessarily what's halachically necessary midin Kaddish, but because that's what they're paying you for and that's their expectations, then there could be problems if you don't fulfill those expectations. And therefore, he says the correct thing to do is to let them know at the outset that this is what's going to happen, that you'll only be saying one Kaddish a day for their niftar. And indeed, in one of my previous shuls, we had a system where if people died and didn't have anybody to say Kaddish for them, a donation could be made to the Gemach, and Kaddish would be said. But we said explicitly that Kaddish was going to be said once a day. We didn't commit ourselves to saying Kaddish more than once a day. Dayan Weiss also has a tshuva on this subject. In Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Siman Kuf Mem Daled, he says it's a machloket in the poskim actually whether or not one kaddish will work for multiple matim, and he says that you need to let the person who's paying you know if you're going to be saying kaddish for somebody else. But if when you take it on, you're not saying Kaddish for anybody else, and then you become an Avel and you have to say Kaddish for your own mate, but then he says you don't need to let them know. But if certainly if you're already saying Kaddish for somebody else and they come and say, oh, will you say an extra, will you say Kaddish also for me? You need to tell both parties that they're not getting all of the Kaddishim. However, there are Poskim who disagree with the premise of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Prominent amongst them is Rav Ovadia Yosef in Sheilot Tshuvot Yabia Omer, Chelek Chet, Yoreder Siman Lamed Vav, where he says quite straightforwardly that in actual fact, that one Kaddish is effective for multiple Matim. He brings a proof for this from a psak of the Maharil, who says a person who has accepted upon themselves to fast Mondays and Thursdays, and then a Tanit Tzibur or a Tanit Chalon falls out of one of these days, one fast counts for both purposes. And he says the same here, one Kaddish will count for multiple mate him, and there's no need even to inform the people. And also Rav Oldenburg in the Tzitz Eliezer, in his Kuntras Even Yaakov Simon Nun, he also says that one Kaddish is effective for multiple matim. He brings a proof from the ruling of the Rama, who says that if there's nobody in shul who's saying Kaddish, no Avel in shul when it comes to the end of Aleinu, so Kaddish should still be said by another member of the congregation on behalf of all deceased Jews. And he says that if you can say, you know, one Kaddish there on behalf of many, many, all deceased Jews, you don't even know who they are, and it's effective. So certainly if you know who you're saying the Kaddish for, then it's also effective. You should, of course, have in mind who it is that you're saying Kaddish for. My recommendation always is to people, when they accept upon themselves Kaddish for somebody who's not a relative, that they should only commit themselves to saying one Kaddish a day. And that, number one, means that if they're stuck somewhere and they can't get to a minyan to say Kaddish, then they're not falling foul of the agreement. And also means that if they're asked to say another Kaddish for somebody, then they'll say a second Kaddish, though both Rav Ovadia and the Tzitz Eliezer would actually say it's not even necessary to say that second Kaddish. Ad Kan.